WFXX, once again,
the Fox,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a terrific Tuesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. 814-954-7266 is the phone number. You can punch into that there phone and get yourself a big worldwide audience.
Well, that's true.
Here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and streaming all across the globe.
Oh, yeah, scary.
At 987thefox.info.
We think they listen to us up on the International Space Station.
Pretty sure.
All right, because they have internet up there.
Pretty sure.
I'm not sure how they get it, but they have internet up there. Must be satellite internet. whatever, okay. Actually, not it could be you. How about it should be you?
Yeah.
That's it. All right, because we have an open line program today.
That's right.
Lots of things to cover today, sportsy stuff, newsy stuff, goofy stuff. We're going to make another bold prediction a little later in the program.
I do like bold.
We will see if you agree with the bold prediction, but we're saving that for later in the show.
It's okay. What we call a tease in the biz. You got to stay tuned and find out what it is.
And we're not going to tell you when we're going to do it.
So oh, boy.
There we go. Actually, no, I'm not going to do this. I'll do this one later. It involves this cup. I'm a bit of a marketing geek, and I came across this yesterday, and I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'm going to save that for later.
All right, boy. Lots of stuff coming up later in the show. Anything coming up now?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Right now. Okay, here we go. Smart guy. Beautiful Tuesday morning. All right.
No.
A little chilly. Now, again, I'm Scott here. I'm from Penns Valley, so I got a bit of a drive to get to the studio. I'm driving in.
Well, I have a bit of a drive, too, you know.
You,
like, literally a bit of a drive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could walk.
It's almost 5 minutes. Yeah, it'd be about the same amount of time,
great.
Probably.
Come on.
With traffic and everything.
25 degrees, if I believe the little thermometer in my vehicle.
It's a little chilly.
And people out, you know, one guy was out walking a couple of good-looking dogs. I'm like, okay. Some other folks were just out for, I mean, they weren't jogging. They're out for a walk. They got the big fluffy cap, and then one guy's wearing big fluffy gloves. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Passed a guy bicycling this morning. All right, that you got to be tough to be bicycling and stuff like this. But anyway, watch tonight. Now, this could be much ado about nothing. But we might be getting some weather, as in that one.
What?
Late tonight into tomorrow morning.
Come on now.
All right. It could turn out to be, you know, a bust, but you get one of those bursts, and that's all it takes. Now, it's kind of here, not over here. Yeah, okay. Late tonight into tomorrow morning, let's kind of, you know, keep an eye on that, okay? And it's interesting. I've seen already two versions of this story in the media, which we've mentioned here, oh, goodness, a couple of times. Watch out for the deer here in November. All right? I've seen two stories in the media about this. Watch out for the deer on the run here in November. And sure enough, I'm in my vehicle this morning. I'm driving it. Whoa, where'd he come from? Actually, it was a she. Whoa, where'd she come from? Like, ah, this deer kind of appeared out of nowhere. Poof, and then goes running off. Deer season is, I'm checking the calendar, we're still a week and a half off, right? Yeah, better part of 2 weeks, I guess, until deer season. Folks, seriously, now folks in rural areas already know this. Folks in not-so-rural areas, don't be surprised if this deer, where'd that one come from, shows up out of nowhere. You don't want them showing up on your vehicle. All right, that's bad. Your two hosts have had encounters with deer this calendar year. All right, so you don't want to do that. Be careful, be careful. Be on the lookout when you're out driving. I'm trying to think. It's extremely rare when somehow a deer ends up in downtown State College. It's very, very rare, but it has happened. Wouldn't that be wild? Here's a bold prediction. A deer somehow makes its way onto College Avenue. That would be crazy. All right. Thanksgiving, of course, is next week. Now, again, friends, here's this opportunity to help your neighbors, and we're being serious and sincere here. Your friends here at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, again, we're doing a special promotion with our friends from the Giant Grocery Store, Benner Pike, outside Belfont, just off I-99. We are doing a food gathering. This will be on Friday, this Friday. Long time, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're looking for either non-perishable foods that we can collect or, if you wish, just money. All right, and we promise not to put the money in our pocket and go the other direction. No, we don't do that. Either one works. Our guy A.J. Roberts is scheduled to be on hand there on Friday at the Giant Food Store, Benner Pike, outside Belfont. This year, the food drive is going to benefit the Faith Center of Belfont. And then they take these foods and, you know, helping out people in need. If it's Thanksgiving in particular, or just helping out people in need, because it's more than just next Thursday. All right, there are a lot of folks right now, they need some help. So we ask that you take part in that from Belfont, from State College, from wherever you are. Friday, 8 to 5, the Giant Food Store, Benner Pike, outside Belfont. We're doing what we're calling a week of giving promotion with a number of our sponsors. Jordan Firearms of Loganton, the Giant Food Store, 64 Beer Store in Lamar, Fisher's Market in Milesburg, PAMP, Printing and More Printing in Pleasant Gap, and the Pennsylvania Lottery. So all those folks are kind of involved with this particular promotion. So when you drop off some stuff on Friday, you can sign up to possibly win some great prizes. Hey, let's ring the bell for great prizes. So you have a chance maybe to get something. So please, one more time, Friday, 8 to 5, Giant Benner Pike, outside Belfont, just off I-99. If you can help your neighbors, that would be phenomenal. That'd be great. All right, I'm going to try here not to lose my temper because it's just not worth losing my temper over. All right, we got this Penn State football game Saturday night.
Oh, makes me angry.
Not that. Hold on.
I was trying to keep my cool.
And not necessarily the night part.
Okay.
Because I mentioned yesterday, there used to be an unwritten rule. You don't have night games at Beaver Stadium in November. And then I think your comment was something about TV.
that was so last century.
Yeah, that was old news, apparently. Mm-hmm. Now, again, NBC's got this game, so it's going to be a national broadcast. Penn State, Nebraska, if somehow you don't know, kickoff is at 7 o'clock. Now, you know, these last 2 months have been nuts, right? If you're a Penn State football fan, it's just nuts.
Why? Right? Did something happen?
You think? Huh. All right. You mean the guy who just got a new job apparently yesterday?
What's this?
I suppose you're going to have that in the sports section.
I suppose.
Coming
I will.
Up in just a little bit. I hate to use the word critical because that's maybe overly harsh. But I was critical of James Franklin because he was big into the rah-rah stuff. And there's just a point where rah-rah is empty. Like, stop doing that. So Penn State lost to Oregon. Tough, tough, tough game. Then they go and play a terrible game and lose at UCLA.
Rah-rah!
Okay, hold the phone. All right, hold on. Then, if you remember, the next game is Northwestern. And I remember that particular Monday before that game on this show, I came on and I said, you know what, Coach Franklin, please, please don't do it. Don't do 1-0. We're locked in. Beat Northwestern, Northwestern, Northwestern. I was like, just stop. All right? You've lost two straight games that you weren't supposed, that wasn't supposed to happen. Just stop talking. Stop posting on social media. Concentrate on, hey, we got to turn this thing around. We got to turn around right now. And unfortunately, the coach at that time didn't do that. All right? I'm an ex-Twitter guy. And so, once again, there it is on ex-Twitter. Beat Northwestern 1-0. And I'm thinking, no. Talk is cheap. Well, as it turned out, it was cheap because they lost. And then he lost his job. He got fired. All right? And I just thought, it's just enough of the goofy posts on social media, enough of the empty rah-rah. I call it rah-rah. I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not a fan of rah-rah. All right? Just stop. Just do your job. Well, I noticed yesterday now, okay, I'm going to be critical here, Pat Kraft has now picked up the ball. And now he's doing the rah-rah. And so on X Twitter yesterday, I see a post, and it's the same language. Whiteout energy is in this post. I'm like,
There you go.
Oh, my God, not this again.
We need the whiteout energy.
Locked in is in there. I'm thinking, oh, God, there's that again. Do this together, Nittany Nation. I'm thinking, this is Franklin all over again. Rah, rah, rah. Okay, no, stop. Dr. Kraft, just stop. Okay, enough of the talk. Just, these guys need to concentrate and win this game Saturday night, and we don't need the rah-rah. Just, ugh, talk is cheap. Trust me, we work on radio. We know, okay? Talk is cheap. Hello? Please, just stop. Now, I saw one other post. Now, keep in mind, next week is Thanksgiving break for Penn State. They get the whole week off for Thanksgiving. So, I guess, people have classes on Friday, this Friday, and then that's it, right? They can go home. And, of course, a lot of students do that, right? They go home for Thanksgiving. And I saw some, I can't remember who did this, post essentially imploring students, hey, stay. Stay for the game Saturday night. I will be curious to see how many students stay for this game Saturday night. Now, you're smirking at me. Why are you smirking at me?
I'll be curious to see, too.
I mean, is the student section going to be full? Keep in mind, this is a 4-6 team. Is the student section going to be full Saturday night as opposed to like a noon kickoff or a 3:30 whatever on Saturday? Are they? So I'm assuming they're going to stay till Sunday. Will students leave on Friday, or will a good number of them stay till essentially Sunday? That'll be very curious to see how that goes. All right, so stay tuned for that. Now, as far as traveling is concerned, of course, Thanksgiving week next week. This is interesting. According to AAA, all right, the American Automobile Association, they claim that a record 81.8 million Americans are expected to travel next week. Now, for them, traveling means at least 50 miles. So, in other words, you're just not driving to the next town, all right? We're talking you're going a distance. Sometime during the Thanksgiving holiday period, which they rank as the 25th, which would be next Tuesday, until December 1st. Okay. Now, if that's true, that would be a 1.6 million person increase from last year. Interesting. Now, according to the story, it says 90% of those people, if it turns out to be accurate, 90% are going to drive to their destination. So they're not necessarily going to be hopping on airplanes, all right, with the troubles we've had with, the airplanes and cancellations and delays. Nope, apparently, according to this, 90% of people are going to hop in the car. Domestic car rentals projected to be 15% cheaper. Well, there's something that went down.
Hey, now.
All right, thank you very much. AAA says 6.1 million Americans will fly next week. Now, that would be a 2% increase over the prior year. All right. Not here for whatever reason, but in a lot of places, the price of gasoline has gone down. Again, why the greater State College area continues to be expensive, that's a darn good question, isn't it? All right. Scott here from Penns Valley. My friends out in Milheim. All right. I'll do a free plug alert. Burkholder's Country Market. They have gas stations there. $3.09.
Hey, now.
For a gallon of gas.
Well, now we're talking.
$3.09. I just gassed up the other night.
I need to go gas up there.
All right.
Good heavens.
Why should you have to drive all the way out there? It's the same gas. I was like, okay, whatever. All right. Your friend John Ziegler is an interesting fellow. Okay. John, when did you have John on? About 2 weeks ago? I think it was?
Yes.
Thereabouts? Okay. Talking about the Sandusky story, which he's covered and talked about quite a bit. He had an interesting post on X Twitter yesterday.
He often does.
Now, this had nothing to do with the Sandusky story.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about anything. All right. And I just saw this one, and it made me think, like, well, yeah, okay. He writes, terrible few weeks for the climate change crowd.
How about it?
Okay.
It's been brutal.
And he lists four things on here. Now, if you're part of the climate change crowd, you going to deny these four? Hurricane season was really bad this year. Now, this is the continental United States. Let's be specific there.
Is funny how they pick and choose the data over the years. But go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's actually, yeah, it's, as Joe Bastardi will point out, it's actually just a global phenomenon that, if it hits the United States, then it's a bad season. If it doesn't, it's a good season.
Yeah.
Well, no, not.
How many actual hurricanes hit the United States this year? I'm asking you a question. How many? How many hurricanes hit the United States
actually
this year?
Hit the U.S.?
Yes.
Not many.
How about zero? The answer is zero. Now, again, hurricane. Hurricane.
Depending how you...
Now, there was one, I guess you would call it a tropical storm that dropped a lot of rain, but that was not a hurricane. Now, you go talk to the folks in Jamaica, yeah, they got crushed by a hurricane, all right? But still, there weren't that many, all right? Remember how most of them spun out into the Atlantic? Whoop, whoop, make the right-hand turn, whoop. Well, yes. Now, let's see. John's from California. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, he's from California. So apparently, you know, earlier this year, California had a significant amount of rain. All right, what's atmospheric river or whatever that fancy term is. So no major wildfires in California this year. No significant landslides. So in other words, California has been kind of quiet. Now, if you remember back in January, we were all watching that horrific images from Los Angeles from those terrible, the Palisades fires. I mean, just awful, awful, awful. Way back in January. Remember that? And, of course, climate change. Well, we now know it was actually arson. All right? They caught the guy that did this or allegedly did this. So John mentions that, okay, yeah, there was a wildfire because of an arson. Somebody started a fire, and then whoosh, off it went. And he also calls it fire department incompetence. Okay. All right. They kind of messed that up. And, yes, Bill Gates, you know, the Microsoft super rich guy, he's been big on the climate change stuff for a while. He's apparently abandoning that. Now he's much more into AI. Like, watch out. Beware of AI. He's not really talking about climate change anymore. Isn't that interesting? Okay. All right. Now, hopefully you don't eat too much for Thanksgiving next week. Yeah, we all kind of do that, don't we? This is kind of interesting. Now, again, a lot of you, I won't say a lot, a number of you are using these weight loss drugs. All right. Give yourself a shot and all that sort of thing. And, yes, they have been rather pricey, like around $500 a month just for these weight loss injection drugs. Well, interesting, yesterday, two of the big companies that make this stuff, two of the medications that make this stuff, Wegovy and Ozempic, are two of the names, brands or whatever, dropped their prices yesterday by 30%. Whoa. So now, apparently, the monthly cost, if you use this stuff, is about $350 a month instead of $500 for customers that somehow don't use insurance with this. This is according to the manufacturer of these things, Novo Nordisk. All right. Now, I think it was one day last week, Dr. Oz, all right, is in charge of Medicare, Medicaid, you know, for the government. He says they're going to come out with weight loss pills. I think he said March of next year. So if you don't want to, you know, do the shot gig, you'll be able to have a pill that apparently will do the same thing. And if I recall Dr. Oz last week, he said, oh, this should only be about $150 a month. So we're going to go from $500 a month now to $350 a month. And if Dr. Oz is accurate, or next spring, it's going to be $150 a month. Now, folks, you don't think the drug company's still making money? Of course they're making money on this stuff. So what do you determine from this? $500 a month is gouging, isn't it? Yes. Now, Trump came out and he said, hey, we got to lower those prices, you pharmaceutical companies, rah, rah, rah. Well, he might have had a point, all right? I know some of you don't like the guy, but he might have had a point. And it's interesting, all right? Now, if you're a regular listener to this show, and I even gave this to Congressman Glenn Thompson on Friday. I said, here's the solution to lower health care prices. I had it printed out, and I handed it to him.
There you go.
You're smirking at me again.
Uh-huh.
All right? I had the solution like 2 weeks ago.
Problem solved.
All right? Now, it's interesting. Like 2 days ago, I'm going through different media outlets. I come across a piece from Newt Gingrich. Remember him? He used to be the head of the House of Representatives. Back in the 90s, all right? He's still with us. Now he's a pundit or whatever you want to call it. And he wrote a piece. I caught this. This was on Fox News. He wrote a piece where here's the solution to health care. And I'm reading this piece. I'm thinking, this looks familiar. Okay, apparently Newt Gingrich listens to our program.
I'll be a son of a gun.
Hey, Mr. Newt, why don't you give us a call sometime? Be interesting to talk to you.
Yeah, please. Right.
Later on, we'll give you the phone number and you can call in. Because I'm reading this piece, I'm like, this is exactly what I mapped out 2 weeks ago. I should, like, sue. Can I sue him?
good luck with that.
All right. Again, just total transparency. More power to consumers, get the government out of the way, no tax dollars involved, 100% competition. You can go to whatever health provider you want to go to. The idea is who can give you the best deal, which is pretty much what we do with every other business. Why aren't we doing that with health care and health insurance? The health insurance company's job should be to help you get the best deal. Not just, this protectionism crap. So I read this piece from Gingrich. I'm like, all right, good. I'm not the only one thinking this, all right? It's the way to go. Now, we'll see if anything comes of it. I'm not holding my breath, but we'll see how that goes. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. Plenty of sportsy stuff to come.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have some newsy stuff and a bold prediction. I've been pretty good with bold predictions. The whole Joe Biden thing a year ago, I kind of nailed that one, all right? And some other ones, too. Let's see what you think of this one. Well, we got to take a break first. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House, a delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College, so if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
And we are back on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. It's Let's Talk and time for a check of the sports scene. And, yeah, there's quite a bit going on in the sports scene. Penn State football looking for a second straight victory when it closes out the home schedule against Nebraska on Saturday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff in Beaver Stadium. And Nittany Lions looking for the whiteout energy, folks. Whiteout Redux.
Just put on a white shirt
on Saturday night. Well, no, you got to bring some energy.
Well, okay,
you can't just put on a white shirt and sit there and go back to the. Cornhuskers are 7-3 under state high and Penn State alum Matt Rule this season. Nittany Lions are 4-6 on the season. Head coach Terry Smith picked up his first victory as head coach of the Nittany Lions this past Saturday at Michigan State. He was asked yesterday about the celebration afterward and if he received messages congratulating him after his first victory.
Yeah, my phone. I have two phones. Each phone had about 500 text messages on it. Plus direct messages was like another 500 or 600. So it was really busy. I've been reached out to basically every person I've ever known in my entire life. People are super proud of me, and I get it's very humbling for me. I apologize. It's just humbling sitting in this seat. There's so many people in my life that speak life into me. And they all reach out. And I'm just so blessed. God has been so good to me through everything in my life. I have the opportunity to be the head coach at Penn State. I don't think anything has made me or my family happier than this opportunity. I'm thankful for all my friends, my family, my supporters. Saturday was, I can't even tell you how I felt. I've never been lifted off the field in my career. This is a great moment.
Now listen, I love Terry Smith, but they've got to find somebody where this means something to them as head coach. Right,
I think this means something.
Good Lord! If that doesn't, if you watched that yesterday, and
it's on social media and online, yeah.
You have any mild interest in Penn State football? And truthfully, even if you don't, if that didn't tug at your heartstrings and tell you about the importance of this program to Terry Smith and his family. Then you need to seek some help, because that was powerful stuff yesterday with Terry Smith, and you start to understand why this team has responded to the degree it has under Terry Smith's leadership this season. Again, kickoff Saturday night at Beaver Stadium, as Smith will look for his first win at Beaver Stadium, 7 o'clock against Nebraska. By the way, we will be talking with Matt Rule's father, Denny Rule, on tomorrow morning show at 9 o'clock. He'll be calling in from Lincoln, and I think they're making the trip up on Thursday. So we will talk to him tomorrow morning just about Matt's journey and what this has been like for Matt, Denny, and the family, watching his trajectory as a State High alum, Penn State alum, and then throughout his remarkable coaching run. Penn State picked up some conference accolades after the victory on Saturday. Running back Catron Allen has been named the Big Ten Co-Offensive Player of the Week. This after he rushed for 181 yards and two touchdowns in the win over the Spartans. And defensive end Denai Dennis Sutton is the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. This after he recorded two sacks and a blocked punt in the win at Michigan State. Also, Penn State senior Tyler Duzanski has been named as one of 10 semifinalists for the Manley Award. That honor goes to the nation's top long snapper. Duzanski is a captain for the Nittany Lions this season. He has played in 47 games throughout his Penn State career. He was a third-team All-Big Ten selection by the media last season and was also an honorable mention choice by the coaches. The three finalists for this year's award will be announced on December 1st. We also now know the kickoff time for the Nittany Lions regular season finale at Rutgers on November 29th. The Nittany Lions and the Scarlet Knights will kick off at 3:30 p.m. That game will be televised on the Big Ten Network. Again, that is the season finale, regular season finale, on November 29th. Meanwhile, James Franklin is now set to become the head coach at Virginia Tech. Several reports say the final details are being worked out. Contract expected to be signed today, and he will be formally introduced at a press conference tomorrow morning in Blacksburg. ESPN reporting that part of the deal with the Hokies is a $9 million settlement with Penn State, which originally owed Franklin over $49 million in the buyout. Franklin replacing Brent Pry, the former Penn State defensive coordinator under Franklin, who was fired by Virginia Tech after an 0-3 start this season. Franklin posted a record of 104 wins and 45 losses in his 11-plus seasons with the Nittany Lions. And we'll discuss this impact on college football and Penn State football coming up this afternoon, maybe a little bit even on this morning show, but certainly this afternoon from 2 to 4 on the Goon and Ironhead show here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Penn State men's basketball team announcing the signing of Jameson J-Mo White. I like that. J-Mo White.
J-Mo White, okay.
He is a 6 foot 8 inch forward out of St. Louis, Missouri, and is ranked as a 4-star recruit by ESPN. In his junior season last year, he averaged 14.7 points, 8.3 rebounds, 2.2 assists, and 1.2 blocks per game. He is a two-time All-State selection. His father, Jihadi, played at Georgetown and then had a 9-year career in the NBA. So, a good prospect for the Nittany Lions from a long way away. Penn State men's volleyball team releasing its schedule for the upcoming season. The Nittany Lions will open the campaign against Mount Olive in Rec Hall on January 9th. Penn State will also host Manhattan on January 10th, St. Thomas Aquinas on January 15th, and Lewis University on January 17th. Those will be the first four matches of the season, all at Rec Hall. Penn State will also host Hawaii on January 30th and 31st. We'll host St. Francis on February 6th, Harvard on February 20th and 21st, Merrimack on February 27th, NJIT on March 27th and 28th, and George Mason on April 17th and 18th. The Penn State swimming and diving teams will open competition this morning at the Ohio State Invitational in Columbus, Ohio. 12 teams will be competing in that event, which will run through Friday. In the NBA last night, the 76ers edged the Clippers 110-108. Tyrese Maxey poured in 39 points to lead Philadelphia. James Harden scored 28 to lead Los Angeles. The 76ers, with the win, improved to 8-5 on the season. The Cincinnati Bengals getting word yesterday that one Ja'Marr Chase will be suspended for one game for spitting on the Steelers' Jalen Ramsey. By the way, Steelers won that game. Take that, yeah. Ja'Marr Chase.
Big time. Yeah.
Steelers getting ready to take on the Chicago Bears. They'll visit the Bears Sunday in a 1 o'clock kick. Again, Chase suspended for one game. He'll lose his salary for that game, which is, in essence, a fine of over $500,000. Bengals hosting the Patriots again this Sunday. In Monday Night Football last night.
Don't care. Don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I
didn't watch one play. I didn't ever turn it on.
I did, mainly because, you know, football.
Sorry.
Dallas Cowboys, they romped 33-16 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Cowboys fans in Las Vegas, scary prospect, just saying. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb both had big nights, and the Cowboys rolled. Dak Prescott with four touchdown passes in the game, and the Dallas Cowboys now have a huge game, important game, against the Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh. Coming up on Sunday. That'll be the late afternoon kickoff, 4:25 Eastern time, and a game that could, in essence, my mind, put away the NFC East. The Eagles win this, Dallas, and certainly the Commanders and Giants aren't catching up either. The Eagles win this, it's all but over. Like, there is, Cowboys have to go on a run like few teams have had.
They'd have to win every game.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's not
going to
happen.
Not quite every, but
no.
they got to get on a roll. Eagles, again, 8-2. Cowboys right now 4-5-1 after the victory last night. Now, Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to play Sunday?
Yeah, maybe.
we don't know was the big news
very
yesterday.
Mike Tomlin-esque.
So apparently he does have a broken wrist, but what they are saying is it's a slight break. It's a small fracture. So I guess relatively good news. Again, it's on his non-throwing hand. So the Steelers are not ruling out the possibility that Rodgers, who has had a history of playing extremely well against the Chicago Bears, could go here on Sunday. Now, it would seem like Mason Rudolph would be who you'd want to go with, maybe have Rodgers available if Rudolph gets hurt. I mean, I maybe suit Rodgers up. I think if you can, you want to let this thing heal up a little bit. No,
yeah,
I just,
yes.
I don't know. Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, I just got to get this. He issued a report. He says the key factors as to whether Rodgers will play or whether this injury can get worse if he plays, they will need to evaluate how Rodgers grips the ball, how efficient he can be and how he feels with that grip, with the snaps, catching the ball off of the snaps, all of those things. He says, again, 50-50 shot. He thinks that Aaron Rodgers goes here on Sunday. It'll be one of the more talked about components for that Steelers-Bears game throughout the course of the week. And we'll just have to keep an eye on it because I don't think anybody really definitively knows right now whether or not Aaron will play, and I think that includes, again, pretty much everybody, including Rodgers, coaches. I think they want to see how he's feeling, what this looks like, what they can do with the medical team. Again, outside looking in, if it was me, well, yeah, just take this week off, dude. Like, let's try to get this thing. They have some big, big games. Not that this isn't a big game. Every game now with where they're at, again, a one-game lead over the Ravens right now. Every game is a big game. But you have games with the Bills and Ravens in the next couple of weeks that are looming large here. It feels like in determining how this season ultimately shakes out for the Steelers. So we'll see. Keep an eye on it. My prediction, if I was asked to make one, no. Not this week. Yeah. Rest him this week. Again, dress him. If you get into a situation where you need him and you think he can go, okay. But, man, try to keep him off the field at least this week. And then maybe reevaluate again next week.
This is not my bold prediction.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
got
but
it.
I think Rudolph plays on Sunday. Yeah, again, he looked good on Sunday.
He looked
sharp.
Good.
Didn't make mistakes. Had some good passes. I mean, he looked like he was in control of the game. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling a lot better now. So Rudolph against the Bears on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, let's take a quick phone call here. What the heck? Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Scott.
Howdy.
I hope I'm not stealing thunder here, Scott, but I tell you right now, after that performance of Terry Smith, we may be looking at the next head coach.
There's a lot of emotional sentiment toward that end in Nittany Nation, for sure. Did think it was interesting, and I'm not necessarily reading anything more than what was laid out there, but Smith was asked if he is interviewed or talked to Pat Kraft about the job, and he said no. Now he also said I feel like my interview is what I'm doing here as head coach for the the last few weeks and the remaining couple of weeks. So he certainly sounds like he is very, very interested, which was one of my questions. I think Terry Smith would very happily accept the job if offered. I am still doubtful it will be offered, but man, you're not going to find somebody that cares more about that job than Terry Smith. That I feel very confident in saying.
Are the pros playing 17 regular season games now?
They are. Correct? Yep.
Okay. Well, here we go. I might as well lay it out there, a long suffering Steeler fan since Terry Bradshaw quit. I would have to say Steelers 8-9. I've seen this movie before.
Oh, well, you haven't seen that movie. Yeah. 9-8 you've seen, but you've not seen 8-9.
Not
under Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, wait a minute.
But 9-8 does sound very likely.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm done with the prediction thing for the season now.
Oh, yeah.
Except I'm still in there, Jeff, about when Penn State's going to lose the first bout. Everybody snickered.
Okay, we're switching to wrestling now. All right.
In a dual meet you're talking about? Because I think we're going to see, you know, at least a wrestler lose a bout this Sunday.
At some point.
At the Black Knight Invitational.
Okay. Well, I'll go with that then.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call. But, yeah, in a dual meet... Could be a little while.
Again, now what is this weekend? What is it?
The Black Knight Invitational up at Army West.
So it's not against Army.
No, I mean Army will have wrestlers in it. Obviously, Penn State. I think they have 10 teams in it, and yeah, I get Penn State at some point would. Their wrestlers would be facing.
What's the highest ranked team there that's taking part besides Penn State, of course?
That is a good question. I don't know if there's any other ranked teams event.
All right.
I don't know that there's not. I haven't looked that closely. I'll Google as I'm speaking here.
All right.
And
we got to take a break.
They have. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814 954-7266.
Okay. I've changed my mind.
Yeah?
I'm going to make two bold predictions.
Oh, baby!
Two bold predictions.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Wow. And yes, they both involve Penn State football.
Told you it was going to be a terrific Tuesday.
All right. Now, what about this first one?
Now, yeah, what's up with this first one?
If I did my math correctly, I used to be really good. When I was in school, I was tops at math.
I was horrible at math.
That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. If I'm correct, Katron Allen has 3,794 rushing yards in his Penn State career.
You are correct.
I did my math right.
That is correct.
Yay. I mean, I literally, freshman year, sophomore year, I literally added all the numbers up. So that means he's 206 yards shy of the big 4,000 mark.
That is correct.
Which would
Nittany Lion has ever hit that mark.
Correct. I think this is not a very bold prediction. They're going to go for it. All right. Now, that might mean more Katron, less Nick Singleton. And I know that the coaches have been trying the 50-50 idea, and Katron's just had more success. I mean, he has, just has. It's not that Nick's not trying. It's just Katron's had more success. Okay. I think they absolutely want him to get that 4,000 mark. Now, it won't be it could be. I mean, what, he had 181 yards, I think it was, against Michigan State.
Uh-huh.
Could he have 206 yards against Nebraska Saturday night? All right, that's asking maybe a bit much. All right, but remember, there's two games remaining. So I think they're going to go all for it. They're absolutely, they want Katron to be the leading rusher for the program and break the 4,000-yard mark. Okay, that's not a big, bold prediction.
No?
I just thought I would kind of throw that out there, you know? Yes, the next head coach. All right, I'm just going to make my bold prediction.
All right.
Here it goes. If Penn State wins this game Saturday night, remember, it's on national TV, NBC, Todd Blackledge, I'm going to do the, you know, commentary and all that sort of stuff, okay? If Penn State wins this game Saturday night, I think Terry Smith is announced as the new head coach full-time next week.
Oh, that is a bold prediction.
Next week, before the Rutgers game. In other words, let's get this out of the way, all right? And the idea being, okay, we got to try to regain some of these lost high school recruits. Well, if we're going all in, let's go all in now. Let's not wait till December and all this other stuff. We're going to do it now. Okay? Now, Penn State needs to have a solid win against Nebraska. And, again, I find this fascinating. Penn State is, what, 4-6? Nebraska is 7-3. They've had a pretty good season, Nebraska, 7-3. You know, the whole Matt Rhule story, la-la, all that stuff. And Penn State still, last time I checked, 9.5-point favorite over the 7-3 team.
That's because of the whiteout energy expected at Penn State Saturday night.
Just, folks, if you go to the game, just wear a white shirt. Right? Just, and, yes, yell your head off, okay? Okay, they're not going to declare.
I thought you don't like the rah-rah.
They won't.
Here you are encouraging people to rah-rah.
No, I'm.
Now you need to make up your mind here,
I'm
Mr.
encouraging
Gazy.
People to make noise. That's not rah-rah.
That's rah-rah.
No, it's
that
not.
That is the epitome
of
rah-rah.
Is the Nittany Nation 1-0, locked in. Just get rid of all that crap. Just throw it out. Just show up, wear a white shirt, and yell your head off. All right, if you're a Penn State fan, obviously. If you're a Nebraska fan.
But that's not rah-rah.
You wear. No, it's not.
Wearing your team on is
not
rah-rah.
No, it's not rah-rah. Okay.
I'm going to have to.
Let's take this call.
Re-examine my dictionary. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I agree. I think Penn State would be very smart to hire Terry Smith and keep it in-house, and the heck with those big-time ego coaches. Terry Smith.
Okay.
Terry Smith would be a great fit, and it would fit the Penn State culture. He could go into those neighborhoods and recruit people where a lot of other coaches, they wouldn't even go in there. But I think they will win the last two games. And Terry Smith is a good coach, real good coach. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, 814-954-7266. All right, that's my bold prediction. Penn State's got to win Saturday night, and preferably win convincingly. And I think Terry Smith gets the full-time job next week. It's like, okay, our search is over. The guy was right here all the time. Because, again, first off, you see how much he cares about Penn State football. I mean, you played that clip earlier in the show. It's plainly obvious to everybody.
You are not going to find anybody that puts more into it.
He is blue and white,
just guaranteed.
Blue and white through and through. I mean, the whole bit. And the players love him. I mean, the Gatorade baths on Saturday night and lifting him up, you know, like he just won a championship and so on.
It does feel like Pat Kraft and Penn State has an opportunity here to have a Marcus Freeman-like moment for Penn State. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you could Google when Marcus Freeman was introduced to his team as their next head coach. It was a pretty cool moment in that locker room, and I do think you would see a similar reception for Terry Smith if that were to occur here at Penn State. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, it's Meeting Guy.
Meeting Guy, how are you on this Tuesday? Not bad.
Hey, I am going to respectfully disagree that it will not be Terry Smith no matter what happens.
Okay.
Do I think they keep him around? Yeah, that would be wise by a new coach, just basically. But two things. One, I don't think he wants a head coaching job. He was a career assistant that really never looked to go anywhere else other than do that. I think he just wants to be a ball coach, to be honest with you. I think he's met this moment. He's grateful for this moment. But I don't think he really wants to be the head coach. Number two, if he stays the head coach, what that means is basically you're keeping the whole coaching staff that basically is in place right now. Kotelnecki's got to go. The wide receiver coach has got to go. Unless you can – Penn State's never going to get over the hump unless they attract – top-flight quarterbacks and wide receivers. That's just the bottom line. And we haven't been doing that for a while. So, like I said, I think this is a great story. I think he's a great man. He was the right man for the moment, no question. But if you aspire to be national champion, we don't have the people that attract the kind of players that you're going to need to win.
Okay, Meeting Guy is going to a meeting because I hear his doorbell or door alarm or whatever the heck that is.
Yep.
Meeting
yep.
Guy, I tell you what, until a day or two ago, I was in complete agreement with you. But just the way this has been developing over the last, like, 2 days, well, 3 days, I mean, since the Michigan State game on Saturday and the reaction and so on, it's like how much of this is coaching and how much of this is just we feel like this is the guy. And Terry Smith is just the feel is obviously with him right now. Now, the question is, what kind of a head coach would he be, like full-time, not this temporary stuff? I mentioned, you know, you go back to the mid-60s, a guy named Joe Paterno was promoted from within to be the next head coach. A lot of people had their misgivings, like, I don't know about this guy. And his first season was like a 500 season. Nobody was wound up about that. The next season starts, and they lose a game they weren't supposed to win or lose, and people are starting to grumble, and then... Well, history after that. So an outside guy, we tried the outside guy twice. All right, the outside guy, number one, Bill O'Brien. 2 seasons, he's gone. Went back to the pros. James Franklin was the second outside guy. And didn't give them what they wanted to. Stay inside. Terry Smith is the ultimate insider. I mean, he's a Penn Stater. He played here. He coached here the whole nine yards. And then the reaction to him, especially from his players. All right, no offense. Forget the fans for a moment. Especially from his players. They love this guy. And right now, that's something that Penn State really needs. All right, go ahead, meeting guy. Wrap it up.
I'm not going to disagree with anything that you said, except if you're going to win a national championship, you have to have, if you're going to win anything in football, you have to have top flight quarterback and wide receiver play.
Sure.
And you, that means look across to Ohio State what they get. And we just, you know, our, we don't do, my God, I can't even explain how pitiful our offense and wide receivers and quarterback play has been primarily for the last, you know, it's been average at best. So, and so you're, look, I love Sean Clifford. You know, he was a Green Bay Packer. I love that guy. Drew Aller, big miss. Nice guy, whole nine yards, but average. And do you want to play chess or checkers? And I think Pat Kraft wants to play chess.
Huh.
In fact, I think he wants to play three-dimensional chess, which is what Ohio State is playing.
Well, yeah. Now, okay, here's a rebuttal. All right, because, again, this whole landscape has changed. I mean, look at this kid for Indiana, Fernando Mendoza. He's going to play 1 year for Indiana because he came from wherever he came from. I can't remember. He came from elsewhere, did the portal gig, comes in, has a phenomenal season. I mean, that kid, I really like this kid. All right. He's great. And the plays he made in that final drive against Penn State, like, wow. Now, his receivers had something to do with it, too. Like, wow, that was an amazing play. Anymore, you know, whoever the program or coach is, okay, we need a crackerjack quarterback. Maybe not from a big name program, because I don't think Mendoza was. I got to look up. Who did he?
Cal.
Okay, no offense. Yep. Not a crackerjack program.
Well,
come on.
I mean, you may want to look at the quarterback history.
You know,
at
Cal.
Going back how far?
I think Aaron Rodgers played for Cal. So,
in other words,
Difference is Kurt Cignetti and his coaches and Andy Koltenecki and, well, that's where the chess and the checkers are.
Okay. All right, well, hey, so, go to your meeting, all right? We appreciate your call.
Hey, always a pleasure talking to you guys.
No, I appreciate the perspective. Yeah, so there's a few things there. Let's take a break here. I want to unpack this a little further,
right?
Because a few things that he said, I actually don't think, I think you're right, but I don't think we have a definitive answer, either with Terry Smith or, quite frankly, anybody else that you bring in here, in terms of, all right, well, what's the recruiting going to look like moving forward? I want to also pick up on the staff component. So let's touch on that. After this timeout, you are listening to Let's Talk on a Tuesday morning here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter is at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
WFXX, once again. The Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7. It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open. Love hearing from you at 814-954-7266. What do you think? I do, there's a few things going on here. One is, I think if you are a Penn State fan, and especially if you're a Penn State fan that either have been following for a long time, you're a Penn State alum, if you're not emotionally invested in Terry Smith, again, what's wrong with you? Like that, I mean, when we talk about guys that bleed blue and white, I mean, that is Terry Smith. And you saw in yesterday's, I mean, you've seen it all along, but I mean, it really was driven home yesterday how important Penn State is to him, Penn State football is, and how meaningful it is for him. And I believe in this day and age of college football, that is going to be a rare thing, where it is the school, the program, the history of the program that holds a deep meaning for a head coach. Now, I'm not saying head coaches won't embrace it, while I'm here, this is a big deal, but it's different if you have a Terry Smith that is at the helm in terms of the significance of it. I want to pick up on some of the other stuff that we were talking about, but let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I have one complaint, and I want to talk about Smith. Yesterday's was awful. Listen to your station.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, it was.
I mean, really like your station, and I listen to it all pretty much most of the time. And it was so frustrating.
Yes.
I hope you can get that straightened out.
We hope so too.
Yeah.
We are told it is being worked on. I won't get into that. There's things
That's
going
right.
on behind the scenes. But yes, we believe me,
okay.
I know and share the frustration.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's go back to the coaching deal. I'm old enough that I remember who Joe Paterno was before he was the head coach, you're right. And sometimes you can do that. But here's, and I don't know, maybe this has been discussed in your station and I missed it, but here's my take on it. You know, first of all, I like Brian Hartline a lot. I'd like to see him. I really would like to see him the coach. But here's the way I'd like to see it to work, is them to hire, they're going to hire a general manager and hire Terry to be the general manager and bring a young coach in like Hartline or maybe somebody of that nature and have them work together. I think it would be a perfect scenario for Penn State football.
Okay, and we've talked about that a little bit. All right, this general manager thing is such a new wrinkle that it's like, okay, well, yeah, he would be perfect for that particular spot. I just wonder if, again, if they beat Nebraska Saturday night, convincing game, they just decide, or not they, Pat Kraft decides, like Sunday or Monday, like, okay, let's just wrap this up and do this. All right, here's our guy. Everybody loves this guy. He motivates people. I've always heard that Terry Smith is a great recruiter. All right, he's a very good recruiter, convincing, you know, high schoolers, you know, and to sign up with Penn State and so on. I mean, can a general manager, I guess that's what a general manager sort of does, I think. But again, just after seeing the reactions the last couple of days, if they come out on national TV, all right, NBC, this is not the Big Ten networks that some people will see. This is the whole schmear. And they come out Saturday night and they handle Nebraska and they have a nice big win and Catron Allen runs for 200 yards and gets to 4,000 or other crazy stuff. I just think that's it right there, done. That's it.
Well, I wouldn't have any real problem with that because I really think I think a lot of Terry. I think he's a good guy. But anyhow, that was just my other scenario that could be a good possibility of that if they decide to move outside of the internal.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thanks for your call.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, again, 814-954-7266. All right, Mr. Ironhead.
Excuse me. The thing with, and I'm seeing this talked about a lot, and I'm not saying it can't work, but my impression of Terry Smith is that he loves coaching. The general manager's role is, it is business.
That's an administrator,
It is business-oriented, and it is, you almost have to be, to a certain degree, detached from the players. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not talking with them, that you're not communicating, but, like, the GM role, at least the way I'm envisioning it, is it's more of a bottom-line thing, and, hey, we got to make – now, coaches have to make tough decisions, too. I get it. But being out on the field and coaching a kiddo to get in the right stance, to, you know, be in better position here, to get better form there, like, that is a very different job than GM. So, one, I don't know the interest level, and maybe Terry's like, I don't know. Maybe Terry's saying, yeah, you know, listen, I was an athletic director at Gateway High School before. I kind of know the administrative end of things. So, and from that standpoint, maybe it does make sense. Maybe he's all for it. My impression is, I think he likes the day-to-day involvement in the game and that interaction with the players. And it just would be substantially different anyway if he were general manager. A while back, Meeting Guy called in. Always appreciate hearing from Meeting Guy. And one of his concerns with Terry Smith being hired is, listen, Penn State has to get better quarterbacks, better wide receivers. You look at Ohio State, that's the type of quarterback and receiver play you need to create a championship team. So need to get a different head coach, need to get a different offensive coordinator. And let me just throw out this possibility. Different wide receivers coach the whole bit.
All right.
A couple of things. One, you don't know how, again, Drew Aller was all everything coming out of high school. I think it is still debatable as to whether the career trajectory that everybody was hoping for and that did not take place, how much of that do you blame on the development or lack thereof within the Penn State system? How much of that do you blame on the kid? How much of it do you blame on the recruiting services just got it wrong? How much of it do you blame on the system that Penn State was running? And different people will have different answers on that. Well, the kid was never that good. He's a, you know, big tall kid, and so everybody fell in love with his the measurables, but others will tell you, no, he is a phenom, and Penn State just didn't know how to use him. My guess is it's more somewhere in between. It's a guess that's no more accurate or inaccurate than anybody else's out there. What I think is unfair to do, though, is, ultimately what happened under James Franklin was James Franklin's program. And the good and the bad, and I think there was a lot of good, and I think there were, certainly some things you can point to that's like, oh, I don't know. That wasn't quite what you were hoping. We don't know what a Terry Smith long-term, a head coach, and long-term being like 3 years in this world of college football, just so we're clear, I'm not talking decades. Long-term is like 2 or 3 years. But we don't know what a Terry Smith head coaching opportunity looks like for the program. Might he go after some different players than what James Franklin did? Might he get some different players than James Franklin did? Might he just have a way to better develop them? One of the ongoing debates within the Penn State football fan community is the offense and Penn State gets big time, big name offensive coordinators, the hot names, Mike Yurchak and then Andy Kotelnicki, and then now Joe Moorhead, it took a little while, but that clicked. That worked out beautifully. The question is the lack of production for the Penn State offense a result of James Franklin stepping in and limiting what Andy Kotelnicki would prefer to do, or was it actually Andy Kotelnicki, and this just isn't working? Different people, again, will tell you different things about that. What I think, if Terry Smith were to be the hire, and I have to tell you, after yesterday, I am much more inclined to believe that is at least a possibility, and should be a possibility. But one of the things that I do think Pat Kraft and Terry Smith, if he is hired, that they have to sit down and honestly and accurately assess the overall program and what is happening within it. And that means each of the coaches. And so I don't think it's an automatic that if Terry Smith is hired, you retain the entire coaching staff. Maybe you do. I'm not saying definitively one way or the other. I think you need to honestly assess it and figure out, all right, moving forward, if we are to become a national championship winning program, a program that is truly in the mix for a national championship in the next few years, what needs to happen? Is it just, again, we need to let Kotelnicki do what Andy Kotelnicki knows how to do? I don't have the answer. I think Terry Smith and Pat Kraft have to figure out if they think they have the answer. And if it is, no, we think Andy Kotelnicki is a great offensive coach, we need to let him do his thing, then you try that. If it's like, no, I've seen it up close for a couple of years, and the guys aren't buying in, or it's too much gimmickry and not enough, whatever it may be. Okay, again, honestly assess it and make some hard decisions here. And again, that is across the board with the entire program. Where is Penn State strong? Where do we think we are fine? That is national championship caliber coaching or strength training or, again, the overall top-to-bottom assessment. I also think you need to, yes, look at, all right, do we need to do a better job of recruiting particular positions that either fit the system if we're keeping Andy Kotelnicki, or do we need to find a coach that, you know, better adjust to the talent we have, whatever it is. And I think if you're Pat Kraft, you have to honestly assess, okay, do we think Terry Smith, with the staff that he will put together, can go out and attract the type of talent that we need? And it needs to be an upgrade. I mean, James Franklin was a very good recruiter. But consistently, and we've talked about this over the years, not elite. To go back to the now, I guess, infamous James Franklin press conference. But, I mean, Penn State is not getting, has not been getting, the high-end, like the can't-miss prospects at the rate that the Ohio States and the Alabamas of the world have been getting them. Now, there's like four programs that are getting that talent with that consistency. So it's not like, and this is the other part of it. So people are like, you know, yeah, you gotta go out and get the guy that's gonna take the next step. And my question keeps coming back to, okay, I mean, yes, that sounds wonderful. And who is it that you think is, all right, that guy definitively, now Penn State's a top four program year in and year out. And the newsflash is there isn't that guy that guarantees you that. Now, is there a guy out there that could happen and that it, yep, could? Again, Georgia hired Kirby Smart, and voila, there they are, their top four program. No question about it. Ohio State hired from within to replace Urban Meyer. I think it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, pretty good.
Ryan Day is doing all right for himself.
Yeah, yeah. Beat Michigan.
And listen, Ryan Day, there were questions about Ryan Day with Ohio State fans. Like, yeah, man, good assistant. Is this really the guy you want leading the, well, and even up through the end of last regular season, there were fans questioning whether Ryan Day was really the right guy. And listen, if Ohio State loses to Michigan again in a couple of weeks, there's going to be fans still saying Ryan Day, definitely not the right guy. So fans can be fickle. It is hard to win. It is really hard to win consistently at a very high level in a field that is as competitive as what college football is right now. And so right now you not only have the Ohio States and the Alabamas and the Georgias of the world, but now you have Texas Tech. Oh, wait, where did they come from? Oh, hello, NIL. Oh, welcome to the game. Texas Tech is going to be a major player here for the foreseeable future. What? Texas Tech? Yep. Oregon, they're not going anywhere. They're going to be in the mix here. USC believes that it should be a playoff team year in and year out, and they are going to make the investment. And you go right on down the line. Texas A&M, Florida, LSU. Let's see what happens with all of these coaching jobs. So I get the people say, well, Penn State can't just roll the dice here with Terry Smith and get caught up in emotion. Well, the track record of assistant coaches in first-time head coaching positions is actually pretty good right now in college football. And I would not be quick to rule out Terry Smith because, well, my God, he hasn't won big anywhere else yet. Well, right, Kirby Smart hadn't done that. Ryan Day hadn't done that. So you're saying Terry Smith guarantee? No, I'm telling you there is no guarantee. That's the whole point. Whether you bring in somebody else or go with Terry Smith or whatever, there is no guarantee. But I also think it is a mistake to say that Terry Smith, it's just going to be the same thing. Penn State can't recruit the top-end quarterbacks or develop the top-end quarterbacks or receivers. We don't know that. Yes, Terry Smith was part of the staff with James Franklin, but James Franklin, as every head coach is, was the guy in charge. He was the one ultimately making decisions. Now, I think Terry Smith had a good bit of input, but it is different when you're the head coach. Also different is all of the things that you have to manage as a head coach versus the associate head coach, right? Like, it's just, it is different. You're now dealing with the media on a regular basis. You're now making sure, all right, what are the infrastructure needs of the program? You have oversight and some say, a large say, on everything. Maybe Terry Smith has some unique ideas that, this would get us to the next step. I had wanted to do this, but, you know, again, James Franklin was in charge. I don't know that, by the way. I don't know that Terry Smith is, but I think Pat Kraft has to be having that conversation. Hey, Terry, if we do name you head coach, what's your vision? What are you seeing within the program that needs upgraded, that needs changed? And personally, I I've kind of changed my mind on this, just kind of thinking through everything and re-examining big picture. And I know part of this, it's, well, you can't react to this stuff on emotion, Ironhead. And it feels like you're reacting on emotion because Terry Smith pulled the heartstrings yesterday. I'm just going to tell you, football is an emotional game. If you don't think the emotional letdown after that whiteout loss to Oregon is at least partially to blame to what occurred the rest of this season, you're out of your mind. It is an emotional game. And what I've been going back to, really since watching the press conference yesterday with Terry Smith, I keep going back to the that image when Marcus Freeman walks in the locker room at Notre Dame after it has been announced that he is going to be Notre Dame's next head coach. And the reaction in that locker room was, I mean, overjoyed. Like, they were fired up. I am just telling you, if Terry Smith, if Scott's scenario plays out, and Terry Smith, and they win this game Saturday night, people are fired up, and then at Monday's press conference, right before Terry Smith takes the podium, Pat Kraft comes out and says, hey, just to let you know, Terry Smith is the interim's being removed. He's the head coach. When Terry Smith goes into that practice, I just guarantee it is going to be a very similar reaction within the Penn State locker room. Now, does that guarantee anything? I mean, Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, they haven't won a national championship. Got to the title game.
They played, yeah.
Last year. They're looking like a team that could make some noise again this year. But they're playing for him, that is for sure. And I don't think you're going to find, like, this has to mean something. And it can't be just the money. And I think for most of these coaches, it does mean something. And if somebody else takes the job, I'm not saying it's not going to be meaningful to them, depending obviously on who it is, that it's Penn State. Like, part of why they would be taking the job, yeah, money's going to factor into it, but part of it is, yeah, man, I want to be part of that Penn State legacy and put my name up there alongside the Rip Engels and the Joe Paternos of the history of Penn State football. But you're not going to find anybody, I mean not a person out there, that you're going to bring in for whom Penn State football means more than Terry Smith. I mean, it was just driven home in a bigger way than I would have thought possible with that press conference yesterday. And when you combine that with the player reaction, and yes, he has been a very good recruiter. And I just, the more and more I'm thinking about it, it's like, well, give Terry Smith the opportunity to put together his staff to go out and recruit the way he envisions this thing, and let's see how that progresses over a couple of years. I think it's a dicey proposition no matter who you bring in. I think Terry Smith at least gives you some additional stability to the program, brings a passion unlike anybody else possibly could for Penn State and the desire to get Penn State back in the national title mix. And again, if it goes horribly wrong and it's, oh, yeah, man, he just wasn't prepared. All right, well, I think there's a 50-50 chance no matter who you bring in, you're going to be looking at getting a new coach in 3 years anyway. I'm not sure they're going to bring in somebody that's going to get the players and potential recruits more excited than Terry Smith. So that's the end of my pitch.
Okay. Very interesting. All right.
A lot of things that are in play there, and there's a lot of things that, again, need to be worked out that we just aren't going to have any idea what the discussions are. But, I mean, Terry Smith knows what's going on in that program and presumably has a pretty good idea of at least what he thinks would be needed to get this program, quote-unquote, over the top into true national title contention. At least talk to him about it. Right, if you're Pat Kraft, see if you share the vision he has. And if you do, let's move forward with it.
Let's take a break. All right. There are so many different variables and things to consider here. When we come back, all right, we're going to have to save the newsy stuff for another day.
We're going to
keep on going. I'm going to throw out a few that don't really get discussed, but it's part of the mix. Anymore. It always was. Let's take that break, though. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're still cooking. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of days. Yesterday, weather made a mess of our signal. And, yeah, believe me, we know and we're trying to do something about it. We're not engineers here, folks. Sometimes I wish I was. We could fix things. Mm. Now, this morning, our stream was down. Now, not because of us, but because of, Cloudflare, which is a national company, and they were having some kind of problem this morning. Our stream is now back up and on. I just checked it. There it is. Yay! Folks, we do record our program, and we post it on our website, 987thefox.info. And yours truly is the guy that normally handles that. So if you want to listen to the whole show today, minus maybe one commercial, sorry, you can listen to that later on. There are so many elements here. I mean, it's fascinating and it's a little crazy. This is not the old days. And so for those of us that are older, you know, NIL, portal, the power, if you will, of the TV networks. All right, it didn't used to be quite like this. The Big Ten is the Big 18 now. And what is there? This private equity deal they're trying to hash out to bring in more money. And Penn State apparently is all in, but Michigan and USC aren't. All right, and so there's argument.
Ohio State has, I mean, they're in, but they're, I don't think altogether thrilled about being in.
So, I mean, there's all this stuff. Let's throw a few more in there. I'm going to play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead.
Oh, boy.
All right. Right now, this season, like right now, if I asked you who are the top three football teams in the Big 18, what would you say? Right now, the top three.
Top three programs?
Yeah.
Football.
Football. Just football. Okay. No, just football. Football.
Ohio State, clearly, unquestionably, number one.
Okay.
Probably Oregon would be two, and Michigan right now would probably be three in my mind.
What about Indiana?
Indiana is, they get another couple of years of being in the playoffs, and you would have to put them maybe right there at
now,
number two.
As far as the top three teams right now, Ohio State, Indiana, they're one and two,
yep.
And Oregon.
Yep.
None of those three teams is on the Penn State schedule next year. None of
which
them.
Which is, yes.
That's amazing, in a way. Whoever, again, we got 18 teams, which is a crazy number. And so somebody has to put this together and so on and so forth. None of those three teams is on the Penn State schedule next year. Michigan is. Michigan comes back. And I'm looking, USC comes back. All right, USC comes here. Next, whenever, October, November, whatever it is. Now, does that factor into maybe this coaching decision and so on? It's like, okay, what's the schedule going to be like next? Schedule next year is looking very favorable. Very favorable for wins.
Very right? Indiana-esque.
Yeah. Yes.
Hoosiers have had a very favorable schedule this season and last.
Very interesting. So, yeah. I don't know, there's something. You know, James Franklin yesterday, named head coach at Virginia Tech. Okay, social media being what it is, opinions all over the place. Some people are excited. Some people were not excited. The people who are excited are like, yes, Franklin, he's full of energy. Or there's that word again, full of energy. And great recruiter. And he'll represent Virginia Tech well. And
it's
all this
bring
stuff.
White out. Energy to Blacksburg.
What would be the, what's their colors? It's kind of a brownout energy. I don't know what that would be. I have no clue. All right. So he'll bring the energy and he'll do great with recruiting. And all those positives. Yes. The other side of that coin, people immediately yesterday, look at his record against big teams. All right. Terrible. all right, he's just going to bring in the things about game management and clock management and all that stuff, all the bad things about James Franklin. Some people tossed this out yesterday.
But the good news for Franklin is, at Virginia Tech in the ACC, you don't have to worry about playing top five teams.
Ooh!
Oh!
First off, Virginia Tech right now is 3-7. Their last two games are Miami and Virginia.
So two sure wins to wrap up the season. That'll get them to 5-7.
Well, for Miami and Virginia, maybe. They're both ranked.
Yeah.
Virginia, they're both ranked. And Miami was high until they had an upset. Like, whoop, what happened to those guys? So there's a good chance Virginia Tech ends 3-9. All right. So
I don't know that all of the Miami players were high. I think just some of them
stop that.
Is that what you were saying?
All right. And again, all this, all these extra, the money, all these extra elements flying around out there. There was a story weeks ago about Brett Bielema. Now, he's coaching now at Illinois. And if you know your college football, had great success at Wisconsin, did not have great success at Arkansas. That didn't go well. So he ends up at Illinois, where Illinois is respectable again. All right, they were ranked and so on. I mean, they were good, or they are good. All right. And the story I saw was talking about Illinois and their recruiting and how Bielema, him especially apparently, really, when he goes out to recruit, and maybe every coach does this, but Bielema apparently is making a big deal out of it, quietly, is getting the moms involved, the mothers of recruits and players, and staying in regular contact with them. The basic gist is, hey, if your kid comes to play for us at Illinois, we're going to take really good care of him. All right, we're a family, we're a homie, we're, you know, just, you got that warm feeling if you come to play football at Illinois. And obviously I'm going to assume that a lot of moms, that resonates with moms. Like, yeah, if I'm going to send my boy to your school, I want to make sure they're, you know, well taken care of, and there's a family feeling there, and so on. I look at LSU, you know, LSU fired Brian Kelly, a few weeks ago. And so the stories that have come out after that, Brian Kelly didn't know some of his players' names. There was a definite, like, a distance between Kelly and team members and so on. And it just, the whole thing just fell apart, and LSU is a bit of a mess right now. And so we'll see what LSU ends up doing, you know, in the future. But there apparently wasn't that, you know, that warm family, homey feeling. Well, you look at Terry Smith. Here's a guy who clearly cares 8,000% for Penn State. He's well-respected. He's an excellent recruiter, and so on. And so you know that if somehow he's the pick, again, his players are going to go crazy for him because they love him. They showed that in the game Saturday night, the Gatorade bath, carrying him off the field, you know, the remarks about him, all that sort of stuff, okay? And that's an important element. If you're a player, or, you know, we'd like to think, oh, this is only about the money. All right, the NIL money. How much money are you going to give me? And surely there are some players that's the number one thing. That's what they care about. Where's the money? How much money are you going to give me? Maybe for a lot of other players, all right, money is nice, but it's more the feel of a program. Like, I feel like I'm home here. And, you know, one of the strengths of James Franklin is he kind of had that feeling here. And so when he got fired, it's like shock. Like, oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to look past the game management and the big game record. And we're going to look past that because it felt like home here. Now, if you bring in an outside guy, you know, some other name, bunch of names floating around out there, bring in an outside guy, are you automatically going to have that same feeling again? And the answer might be, maybe not. Whereas Terry Smith has already proven to everybody, yes, that feeling is here. You come to play for us. You're part of our family. We care about you. That sort of stuff. there are so many elements here. We know what Pat Kraft wants. Pat Kraft wants championships. Done, done, done. That's what he wants. We're putting $700 million, an unbelievable amount of money, into refurbishing this stadium. You're paying $100 for a parking space for one game, not for a season, one game. All that stuff. We need championships so that we can get all these other, you know, sponsorship deals and money. That's what he wants. Okay, I understand. He's the athletic director. That makes perfect sense. Okay? What do other folks kind of think and feel on this one? And so that's why I came out with my, quote, bold prediction. Okay, I was all bold. If Penn State wins this game Saturday night over a better, at least record-wise, Nebraska team on national TV, NBC, everybody, poof, then I could see this, you said Monday. Yeah, I could see this on Monday. Because, see, in the old days, the press conference for football used to always be on a Tuesday. Now it's on a Monday, whenever they changed that. I haven't been on the beat in years, so I have no idea. But, yeah, I could see them coming out on Monday like, okay, done. Now we're going to concentrate. We're going to beat Rutgers. We're going to get to 6-6. We know some bowl game out there would love to have Penn State come play. Because they bring fans who bring money. Boom. And so, okay, bowl game. But we got all that aside. First off, no more portal madness coming January. All those, how many Penn State players maybe have given it a thought over the last few weeks? Like, do I really want to stay here? Maybe I want to go somewhere else. Probably more than a few. Well, if you keep this, and everybody loves Coach Smith as much as we are led to believe, a lot of the portal madness should hopefully not happen. Number one, you got to keep the guys you got. All right? You know, I have some mass exodus. That would be a disaster. Then number two, of course, recruiting. All those guys who, okay, Penn State, forget it, I'm leaving. Oh, Coach Smith is still there? There had to have been a connection. It's not all James Franklin. It just can't be. And so if Coach Smith is still there, all right, let me reconsider. Now, will they get them all back? Almost certainly not. No. Just a numbers thing. Not going to happen. But will they get some of them back if they kind of keep this plan? I could see that they could. And then go out and hit that portal and go out and hit that recruiting and see what you can do. Do they need some coaching changes? Yes, we're in agreement on that one. Okay, I won't name names because we're almost out of time anyway. They're going to need some coaching changes, which would be a sign that, okay, what we were doing before is not working. We've got to make some changes. Poof. All right? So there's so many different elements kind of floating out there. And timing. Oh, timing is everything, right? That old line? If you let this linger too long, it could be a disaster. If you think you've got it right now, don't waste time. Virginia Tech didn't waste time. James Franklin's our guy. Boom. Okay. And now, are you kidding? As soon as he signs up the contract, he's going to hit the ground running with recruiting and all that sort of stuff. Early, not late. Folks, we're living in a fun world. What a fun world we're living in.
It is very fun. We hope you have a fun Tuesday. Get out there and enjoy it. And we will be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Let's Talk.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.